It's time now for the Chatham County Roundup here on 97.9 The Hill. Every week we welcome on somebody to give us a little bit of perspective into what's happening in the Chatham County community right across the county line. And joining me on the phone today is a reporter for the Chatham News and Record newspaper, Lars Dolder. Lars, happy Tuesday. How are you doing?
Hey, Brighton, I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing all right. I hear, and I have been noticing that today is a pretty special day. Today's actually your last day at the News and Record. We're kind of getting you on for an exit interview, which I think is pretty exciting. So congratulations, first off, and how are you feeling?
Yeah, thanks, Brighton. Yeah, it is exciting. It's kind of emotional. I've been here for a year now and done so much with the paper, with Bill Horner, the inimitable Bill Horner, and just a fantastic staff. And I'll be moving on to the News and Observer in Raleigh, where I'll cover business. And like as you know, as we've talked about in the past, that's been one of the key features of my reporting here at the News and Record too. So I'm excited to continue that with a bit of a larger scope. But in this transitionary period, for sure, lots of emotion now excited and eager to get started.
Well, really looking forward to even more reporting that you'll be doing. I'm sure they're going to miss you at the News and Record. Let's hop into a couple of your recent stories in that business vein that you've gotten so good at doing. One of the stories that you shared within the last week is about Mosaic, which is a big complex that is coming to Chatham Park and already opening, really, in the Chatham Park region over the next few months. What can you tell us about that story as Mosaic is really beginning to take shape?
Yeah, Mosaic making big progress is a boon for Chatham Park at large. Of course, Chatham Park is the 7,000-acre development, the largest on the East Coast right now, going in the Pittsburgh area, and will house about 60,000 residents over coming decades. But part of what's been its central mantra over there, the Preston Development Company partners, Tim Smith and Bubba Rawl, they've preached work, play, learn, that it's more than just where tens of thousands of people will live, but it'll be a community, an urban burb, they call it, where they kind of meld residential, the suburban living with the conveniences and activities that come with city living. And so Mosaic really is the first thrust toward seeing that into reality. It will house several restaurants, many of which are to open in the next month or two. Those include some big names, Oya Cantinas in Chapel Hill, Briar Chapel, Jersey Mike's Sub, Greek Cuisine, a new location for Town Hall, Burger and Beer. So lots of big names that are popular already coming together in one place, as well as some businesses. There's a UNC Healthcare there, and an event center, which will host several activities through October, concerts over each of the first three weekends, just sort of to give a taste of what they expect to do there regularly once more things start to open up in Chatham Park.
Yeah, absolutely. We were talking about Chatham Park in the newsroom earlier today, actually, as we were seeing some news about Seaforth High School. And when you sharing some of the stats about it, it is kind of hard to fathom just how many people are going to be moving there and how much of a difference it is going to make in that area of Chatham with folks moving in. Obviously, it's something that Chathamites have been preparing for and talking about for a long time. And I think folks in Orange County probably have also kept their eye on for a long time. But Lars, from, you know, talking with people during your reporting here, are people really now excited, or how are they feeling as things are, you know, buildings are beginning to be built and we're getting closer and closer to this thing that has been on people's radar for such a long time becoming a reality?
Yeah, it's momentous. And like you said, for both Chatham and Orange County, since Chatham Park sits in that northern Chatham region, which almost dips into Chapel Hill. And so for both counties, it'll be a big change. And it has been controversial over the years and continues to be. Pittsburgh now is about 4,500 residents, and so we're talking in the next 20-plus years for that to, you know, more than tenfold increase. For longtime residents, that will be a dramatic shift. And besides that, of course, comes commerce and industry, which is good for the local economy, but will change the way things operate here. And so as it has developed, though, and as Chatham Park, I think, has operated in good faith, keeping to their word with respect to what the Board of Commissioners has asked and what townspeople have said, I think that's encouraged many that this will be better than they may have hoped. And, of course, for others who are moving into the area, it's a huge opportunity to join the larger triangle where so much is happening, arguably as much as anywhere in the eastern United States. It really is exciting to be here with so much coming in, Apple, Google, other major industries and businesses. We have two mega sites in Chatham County itself. And so to house people who will be coming in for that is important, and Chatham Park seems to be doing a pretty good job of it.
We're speaking with Lars Dolder of the Chatham News and Record, chathamnewsrecord.com, their website, if you want to go check out some of the stories that we're talking about. And something else that you reported on there, Lars, that we haven't been able to talk too much about here on 97.9 The Hill is Pittsburgh's new indoor mask mandate. They are following a kind of a model that we have seen in Orange County, too, with the Delta variant surge of masking up once again in all indoor spaces. But you specifically were talking with the chief of police for Pittsburgh about enforcement regarding this new mandate, and I'm curious to what some of his comments were.
Yeah, well, throughout the pandemic, enforcement's been a big question, and even when the state under Governor Roy Cooper issued a mandate for all of North Carolina that required masks for a time. It was in all public settings and then just indoors. Always the question has been, what really can law enforcement and others do to enforce it? And I think we've seen pretty clearly in the last year and a half, the answer is not all that much. People who don't want to wear the mask, they're not going to wear the mask, and it can be challenging for anyone to do something. And so Chief Shorty Johnson in Pittsburgh essentially said the same thing. It's not really within their rights, he said, to question people about their health and circumstances as to whether or not they have an exemption or not. And so that limits what they can do if they see people who aren't masked when they might otherwise or when they ought to be in an indoor setting. But really what it does, and I talked with a shop owner as well in downtown Pittsburgh, is it gives some official backing to what many business owners have been saying already, which was that they wanted people to mask inside their shops. And so if it really comes to it, it gives shop owners a bit more authority to involve the police and even to claim trespassing if someone absolutely and adamantly refuses to wear a mask. But more than anything else, I think it's a sign of solidarity, which business owners appreciate. And hopefully it will be well received just as encouragement to wear a mask because our circumstances have changed. The Delta variant is just ravaging North Carolina and much of the United States. And so the mayor, Jim Nass, said essentially as much. He just hopes that it will be taken for what it is, encouragement that people wear the mask. But we'll see how people respond. I wouldn't imagine that it'll change much, as we've seen over the last year and a half. People are pretty set on doing what they're going to do.
We're speaking with Lars Dolder of the Chatham News and Record. And Lars, we've got a couple more minutes here. Want to take a moment to say if there's anything coming out in this week's paper that you want to preview, now would be a good time to do it. But also, I'm just curious about some of the reflection that you're doing as you are finishing up your time with the News and Record. Obviously, as you mentioned, the business reporting over the last year has been something that you've really taken to and will be continuing to do over at the News and Observer. But are there any particular stories and coverage that you are proud of that has stood out to you during your time with the News and Record?
Well, as for what's coming out next week, across the county in Silas City, I feature some development that's going on there. Ren Farrar is a big name in Silas City and is making some leaps and bounds in his own development projects, so that's exciting. Folks can look out for that. Also, I have my final column in the News and Record, which sort of summarizes my thoughts on the latter half of your question, what it's been like working here and how I feel moving on to a bigger outlet. But there have been so many stories that were exciting to work on. the cyber attack in Chatham County was huge for us, that we got that. It was actually picked up by the News and Observer and really demonstrates the value of local news, what they can do for their readers. There's you know, for Chathamites, there's just nothing that can really supplant what the News and Record is doing. Bigger papers, of course, they have their place, but community journalism is absolutely essential. And so it's been a privilege to have been a part of what is just a phenomenal journal, one of the best in the state, recognized as such by several organizations. And so to move on to the News and Observer, I'm excited, but I'll miss my time here with this fantastic staff. And I'll miss coming on with you, Brighton.
Well, I appreciate you saying that, Lars. We're certainly going to continue to keep an eye on your work over at the NNO. But if you want to give a read all of the things that Lars has written for the Chatham News and Record in his time there, chathamnewsrecord.com is their website, and his final stuff coming out in the paper that is hitting stands tomorrow. Lars Dolder, thanks so much for the time, as always, and best of luck. Hope the transition to the NNO goes smoothly.
Thanks so much, Brighton.